the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Mandolin Orange,
Sylvan Esso,
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and Local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
It is 6:06, and our Live and Local today, we are throwing over to School of Rock Chapel Hill. It's time for studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. We do this every month. Ordinarily, we're live in the studio with a bunch of folks from School of Rock playing live. Can't do that now, but we've got some video performances from performances past that we will be playing for you over the course of the next 20 minutes or so from the students of School of Rock. They've been at a bunch of venues over the course of the last few months, and we've got some great performances to bring you in the first half of this hour. We'll also have David Joseph of School of Rock Chapel Hill on the phone talking about their new remote learning program, opportunities for folks to continue learning music from School of Rock, even though we're all staying at home. But we're going to begin right now. This is the School of Rock House Band playing at Local 506 on January 26th. Feels like forever ago, but just a few months. This is Woman by the School of Rock House Band. From Local 506, that's the School of Rock House Band playing Woman. Kicking us off this hour on Live and Local, more from School of Rock Chapel Hill over the course of the next 20 minutes as studio sessions continue on Live and Local. Coming up next, we'll have David Joseph of School of Rock on the line talking about their new remote learning program and stuff that's still ongoing, even as we're all getting through COVID-19 together. That's next after this.
This is Aaron Keck. Here at 97.9 The Hill, we have been a part of your community since 1953, and we're proud to provide you with daily local news and information, both on the air and online at chapelboro.com. Please consider supporting us by making a financial contribution. Your investment today supports operations, so 97.9 The Hill WCHL and chapelboro.com can continue to serve this community. Please visit chapelboro.com and click the Support Us button, or contact us by phone or at info@chapelboro.com for more information.
Time is 6:13. You are listening to Live and Local on the Aaron Keck Show. Good to be with you this afternoon. Right now, we are focusing on studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. We do this every month. Ordinarily, we have folks from School of Rock here in the studio playing live. Can't do that now, but we've got some taped recordings of performances from the last few months, and we've got some more great ones for you coming up, including one from the Blue Note Grill that we'll play in just a bit. They also played Shikori Hills last fall in October, and we got a performance from that coming up in a little while as well. Joined on the phone right now by David Joseph, who heads up School of Rock Chapel Hill. You can find them online at chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. And of course, we're all staying at home, but they have a lot of ways that you can still connect with them and learn from them. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. David, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Aaron, thanks for having me. I am healthy. I am home. I'd be happier if we were in the school, but we're doing well. Thanks for asking. I hope you are as well.
Absolutely. So we're revisiting some recent performances from the kids at School of Rock. I just heard the house band playing Woman at Local 506 back in January. What was that show like? It sounded like a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. It was a packed room. The kids were high energy. I want to give a quick shout out, if I can, to the kids who are actually playing on that song. It's by a band called Wolf Mother. As you said, it's Woman. On vocals was Nancy Zhang, and on guitar, Sam Snyder and Mossy Bannister. On bass was Bella Jackson Rybel. On the keys, Noah Hess. And on drums, Anoush Mudaliar. And what a show that was. That was, you know, coming out of the holiday break. The kids were raring to go. We did 2 hours of straight up rock. And as I said, the place was packed, and it was kind of a kickoff to 2020. So
that's awesome.
We love Local 506. It's one of our favorite places to play. Great sound in there. The people are solid. Can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, it's a terrific place, and love the folks who work there and run that place. How do you pick the songs for shows and for lessons? Do you let the students lead the way? Do you give them songs? Is it half and half? How does it work?
Well, for instance, we have our performance program. Mm-hmm. Typically, they're themed shows, and so we'll pick a band or a genre. And we'll select the set list and assign the song parts. With the house band, who we just heard, there's a little more leeway. We have a couple of house band directors, instructors at the school, Justin Ellis and Avery Linderman. They work with the kids every week. They typically allow the kids to have some input into their song preferences, but I also exert my owner's prerogative, and we'll make some suggestions, and then of course the show directors or the house band directors will make suggestions as well. So it's a collaborative effort.
Awesome. So what's going on at the school? We've been talking about the remote learning program, but haven't really said a lot in terms of details. How does it work?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I just want to thank our parents and our families for all of their support. You know, we went online basically over a month ago, back in mid-March. We're doing the everything over Zoom, as most people are using Zoom these days. We do online lessons, so our instructors are at home and they log in, and then the kids are at their homes and they log in and they do individual one-on-one lessons. And I check in, our assistant general manager checks in and makes sure everybody's there, and so on and so forth. We're doing, instead of group rehearsals, you know, we used to have group rehearsals with Rock 101 and performance program and house band. Internet and Wi-Fi latency make that really challenging. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is now we have, during those same blocks of time, group check-ins, which, you know, is like a social component that the kids get at school, Brock. And, they get to see the faces of their friends and their instructors, and I think it's a very positive group therapy kind of effect, I feel. We have office hours where, you know, kids can ask the directors and instructors questions about the solving parts that they're working on. We're offering master classes. So, you know, you've heard of master classes on a variety of topics. Well, we're offering master classes to our students, things such as, you know, the history of a band or a genre.
Oh, awesome.
You know, this week, the young ones are getting a tutorial on stage attire, and they're, you know, being shown pictures from, you know, like bands like Kiss or, you know, David Bowie or some of the other folks, and what they wear when they go out on stage.
Early Beatles versus late Beatles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're getting into technical stuff like how to work a PA system or different guitar pedals. So that's the kind of stuff that we're doing online. That I'm, you know, adding to that with something I actually kind of borrowed from my friend Ron Stutz. It's kind of like music in his head, music in my head. I'm doing Mr. Dave's Song of the Day, so I'm sending out an email every day to all the enrolled families, you know, giving them something new to listen to and hopefully inspire their creativity. And then the corporate system is providing a really cool thing. They're live Q&As with real artists. So, for instance, this Friday, if you're an enrolled School of Rock student, you can get online and ask questions of a gentleman named Steve Vai, or previously members from the band Pink. And there's a whole list of them that's been happening nearly every day, every weekday. A fantastic opportunity for kids.
That's super cool. Awesome. Speaking with David Joseph again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. You can go there and find out more. And what's the feedback been like from the students and parents about the remote learning program? How's it been going for them?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so thankful to all of them. I mean, we've been able to maintain our entire staff. We've had, you know, nearly 150 students remain with us. You know, we haven't had to lay anybody off. I mean, it's really been a very positive response, and the community has rallied around us, and we're trying to keep the music alive. And, you know, not to use an overused phrase, but I will. I really feel like we're blessed, we're lucky, and I'm just so grateful to everyone who's been there and stuck with us.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. You're listening to Studio Sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill this half hour on Live and Local. We got David Joseph on the line from School of Rock. And our next song, let's get to it now. It's going to be the performance program playing at the Blue Note Grill back in May of last year. And this is one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs. And I've got a lot of favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, but this is definitely up there. So set us up for this one. Who's playing and what's the... What's the atmosphere like in the venue as they start to play this song?
Yeah, well, the Blue Note Grill, again, is one of our favorite venues to play at. We played at it several times. This was our end-of-season show for our Fleetwood Mac group. And they're doing Silver Springs. On vocals is Izzy Bannister. On keys and backing vocals, Avery Tyson. She's actually graduated. She's a college student now, although probably finishing her freshman year from home. On guitar, we have Kevin Cowan and Mossy Bannister. On bass, young upcomer TJ Afonso. And on drums, Caleb Lackey. And this is a really good one.
Awesome. This is Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. This is from the performance program at the Blue Note Grill last May 19th of 2019. We're going to hear more from David Joseph later on. So, David, hang out with us, and we'll get back to you in a few minutes. But right now, this is the performance program of School of Rock Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. Silver Springs there. That is Fleetwood Mac. That is the School of Rock Chapel Hill Performance Program from the Blue Note Grill back in May. More music from School of Rock and more from David Joseph as studio sessions continue on Live and Local. 6:29 your time. Coming up 7 o'clock, we got primetime in the ACC with Dave Nathan, as always, on Wednesday evening. And then at 8 o'clock, we will rebroadcast a classic UNC football game from 2004. This is the game against Miami. Hurricanes were number 3 in the nation. Carolina pulled off the upset thanks to a field goal in the closing seconds from Connor Bart. Great, great game. And we've got it for you beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. Right now, we've got studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill on 97.9 The Hill during the Live and Local hour. David Joseph heads up School of Rock Chapel Hill, and he is on the phone with us right now. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com for more information. And again, they've got their remote learning program ongoing, so even if you're stuck at home, you can still connect with them and still learn music. So, David, you want to send a message out to parents who are thinking about using this time to get their kids interested in music? What can they do, and what's the message for them?
Well, the message is this: we are open for business even though we're remote. I mean, we are getting ready to celebrate our third birthday in business at the beginning of May, and we are ready to teach your young person or even the adults out there listening how to play guitar, bass, keys, drums, and sing, be a vocalist in a band. Now, you know, getting back together as a group, we're waiting to hear some good news, hopefully soon. But, you know, the thing that we do that's so special and so different from anyone else, I think, is getting out and playing at real rock venues, playing real rock shows. And I'd be remiss if I didn't take 1 minute, Aaron, and just talk about the venues that we've played at over the last 3 years and how much they've meant to us. Of course, you know, we had something from Local 506 and the Blue Note Grill that you've heard. Mm-hmm. We've played at the Station in Carrboro. We've played at the Cat's Cradle. The Pittsburgh Roadhouse is a perennial favorite of ours. Motorco Music Hall, we just played in March, at March 1st, just before we had to all kind of go home. What a great venue. We've played outdoor venues like, you know, the Green at Southern Village or the Great Meadow in Briar Chapel. The Carrboro Music Fest has been a favorite of ours every year. And Shikori Hills is something that we've done every year. So if you want to get your kids playing music and playing live music with a band, we're here to help. As Aaron said, you can find us online. We are actually signing up students right now. And are so happy to be able to continue to offer this and bring music to the community.
What are your plans for the third anniversary? It's coming up in a week and a half, right?
Yeah, well, you know, typically we'd have a big party at the school and live music and food and all that stuff. We're going to do a big Zoom meeting, Eric.
All right. most 2020 birthday party ever, right?
It's really going to be something. We're going to have, you know, maybe 100 people in all at once. We're going to have some live music from students, from our instructors. We're going to be having drawings and giveaways and prizes. It'll be a placeholder for the real event that we're going to do when we're able to do it, when we're allowed to gather large groups again. But we're going to celebrate, you know, what we can celebrate. And so it's going to be a big Zoom meeting. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Awesome. And you are still planning for summer camps. I know we're still kind of up in the air on that, but what's in the works?
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of summer camps on the schedule, and you can find them online. You know, people have been signing up really since, last fall. There are still spaces available. Our intention is to have them if we're allowed. And if need be, some of the earlier ones could potentially be rescheduled for later in the summer. Mm-hmm. Or in a worst-case scenario, we're going to try to figure out a way to do them online. You know, it's kind of like an endless summer right now. Everybody's on vacation every day, kind of, although not really. You know, so we're all figuring out how to do a lot of new things remotely that maybe we never thought we could, and maybe summer camps will be one of those things.
Yeah, and then finally, before we get to our last song, advice for students, advice for people who are picking up those instruments and trying to learn, even though they're stuck at home and not able to get together with other folks in a band?
I tell you what, every time I get online with a group of kids, I try to remind them, you know, how important it is to keep a daily routine. Mm-hmm. You know, get up, make your bed, brush your teeth, do a little exercise, get some sunshine, some fresh air. Be in touch with, you know, your remote family and friends online, and practice your music. Study music. Dig into something new and different and interesting, and just get ready, because I tell you what, when we're allowed to get back together, we're going to hit it hard. 3 weeks, and we're going to be in a venue playing a show or doing a show in our own parking lot if we have to. But get ready, because you'll never have this much time again to practice. And so that's what I try to tell everybody to keep doing, keep working on their music.
Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information. Remote learning going on right now. Summer camps you can sign up for. They're just around the corner. Let's wrap up with one more song. This one goes back to, you mentioned Shikori Hills. The house band played Shikori in October, and this is a song by Heart. Set it up for us.
Yeah, this is Barracuda, and it was a good one. Vocals, Izzy Bannister, backing vocals, Romy Felick. Guitars, Mossy Bannister and Aaron Guest. On bass, Bella Jackson Rival. And on drums, once again, Caleb Lackey. Rock on to Barracuda.
All right, here we go. This is the School of Rock House Band from Shikori back in October with Barracuda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barracuda there. That is the School of Rock House Band from Shikori Hills. And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information, including remote learning still ongoing. David Joseph, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you so much for having us. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody, stay healthy, stay well. Music's going to help us get through this. I think you might be playing one more at the end. I'd love to tee up who's going to be on that one for later if I can. But anyway, I just want to say thank you, first of all.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Quick. Okay. we'll be doing Welcome to the Jungle. I think you're planning to play that at the end of your segment today. On vocals will be Izzy Bannister, backing vocals Sydney Helbert and Romy Failey. On guitar, Kevin Cowan and Aaron Guest. On bass, Bella Jackson Rival. And on drums, Connor Sutherland. And all the kids at School of Rock Chapel Hill are wonderful, wonderful young people. And I'm just so grateful to be able to work with them and their families. Thank you. I'm grateful to be able to work with you guys.
Awesome. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. And like David Joseph said, more from the School of Rock band. This, once again, the house band from Local 506 on January 26th of this year with Welcome to the Jungle.
You know what?